So what else is on your list?
Oh, I was going to ask you if you remembered Wendy from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about when I say that?
Mm-hmm.
And I watched, I guess it's season 3, episode somewhere toward the end. I don't know, 9 or maybe somewhere around in there. And it's a whole lot about her and about where they had her, or Jesse was trying to get her to poison the guys who killed. Yeah. And so they did like a whole lot on her, and they were even singing that Wendy song, which is really great. And I'd forgotten about it. It was really good. Anyway, they showed her and how she makes her money. And
in real life?
No, just in an episode. They just showed her with in cars with these various guys.
Yeah, she gets guys blowjobs. She gives guys Wendy's, according to Hank. That's
is
why.
That,
that's the song, Wendy.
I thought that was her name.
No, her name is Wendy, and her nickname is Wendy by Hank. It's blowjob, Wendy, and then the song is Wendy. And then the words to the song are perfectly, like, when the band, the Association, made the song in 1960 or whatever, they didn't make it to a blowjob. But if you listen to the words, it's funny because it is kind of like a blowjob.
is that all she does?
I don't know. She's a whore. She's like a crack whore or a meth whore.
Yeah, but that's all they show her
doing. Do you think she's an accountant at, you know, at night? She audits the hotel books or something?
You never know. But how much does she get paid?
I don't know, Michelle. Probably not very good. I mean, it's probably not very great of a life.
Well, they showed guys, like, handing her this money, and all you could see is, like, the 20. But, you know, I mean, could there be 5 or 6 20? I'm just kind of curious as to the business plan.
I doubt it. I mean, it's probably not very good pay.
And then she has, like, her little tiny bottle of Scope or something.
Yeah, root beer. She likes root beer, I remember.
She does like, yeah, I saw her drinking the root beer.
So why would you think of that? What made you jot this one down in your notes?
I just thought it was interesting. I thought it was interesting on both a male and a female standpoint. I can't imagine a woman doing that for money. I mean, doing something that she feels nasty enough that she needs to break out the bottle of Scope and rinse out afterward, and they actually showed her doing that.
She needs the drugs, though. She's, like, desperate. It's not like a extra cash thing. It's like her, you know, she's not doing it very logically.
I suppose, but at least in the TV show, they don't show her as being exceptionally attractive. I think they certainly downplay any nice features she might have. What would make a guy, that's really the big question, I think. What would make a guy go
to a hooker?
To, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you got to think about the basic needs of a guy, I guess. What do you think? Why would you think? It's because he wants sex. He wants, like, sex that's different from what he's getting at home, I guess.
It looked like what they were showing wouldn't be a whole lot different than what he could get at home.
Yeah, I mean, but doing it on the sly with a hooker in a car in a strange hotel, it's just, like, different.
Different. That's the appeal, that it's different?
You know, I'm not the one in the car doing it, so I don't know. But no, I would guess, but as a guy, yeah, that's probably, they're not, you know, they're not happy at home, so they go out and they buy it from a hooker.
You think it's about happiness at home? Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, it's excitement. It's like something different.
I don't think happiness and excitement are...
You asked me what I thought, and I told you.
Oh. You're right.
They just did a show on a podcast that I listened to from The Ones Who Knock. I really like that podcast. And you might hear Bald Move guys talk about the Evil Chen Empire, that David Chen. I think his name's David Chen. That's his podcast. And they had the music director from Breaking Bad, and he was talking about that Wendy song.
Oh, really?
Windy song, I guess. Yeah, and a bunch of other songs.
Was he talking about it in relation to Breaking Bad?
Yeah, because he was the music director for Breaking Bad.
Oh, okay.
Like how they got the music and how they had to figure out. Like one weird song they had was when Gail was singing that crazy Portuguese song.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I just watched that one too.
They had to figure out they had to hire a language person who knew like ancient Portuguese to make sure he wasn't saying something, you know, he shouldn't be saying. And then they had to figure out the licensing for it because it was like super old, like centuries old song.
And Gail was really weird.
That was a hard one that they had to do.
Yeah, they have great, great music on there, though.
And he said they had no budget for it, so they had to, like, really work, you know, to get good songs for it.
Well, how did that work?
They just had to, like, not, you know, they don't get Beatles and stuff. They get cheaper, you know, and they work deals with people to get them for as low of a price as they can. Remember in Mad Men when they had the Beatles song? Forget which episode it was in, but it was like it cost them like $500,000 to play like 20 seconds of a Beatles song.
Oh my gosh, no, I didn't know that.
They have a way huger budget from HBO than, or from wherever they get their money. Yeah, I guess they're AMC too, but they have a bigger budget. So.
That's insanity.
So what else is on your list?
I don't have my list here with me, and I'm tethered, so that's all I can remember. But there was a bunch of things. There was like 13 different things on the rich people extravagant things that I was curious as to how you would feel. They were all equally one stupider than the other. So
do you want to say anything about yourself to introduce yourself?
I don't know. What do you think?
I'm asking you. Like, I'm Mike, I'm 53, I'll be 54 in a week, and I live in California, and I'm single, and I don't know what else you might want to know, but who are you?
I'm Michelle, I'm 47, live in Tennessee, and married, I have 3 daughters, and they're almost all grown. I can't really think of anything else.
Well, that's a lot. That's a lot to be put on the spot for the first time.
Okay.
Those guys, I mean, it doesn't have to be that much. It's like, those guys don't talk about that stuff. I think in a podcast, you got to kind of get to know people. So that you're like, oh, it's Mike and Michelle talking again. I'm looking forward to hearing, like, you want to hear about what they're up to, you know?
I agree.
You can't just be anonymous. You can't be like some unknown person.
Did you have anything on a list that you wanted to talk about?
No, I was going to make a list, but then I got mad at you, so I stopped making the list, or I didn't ever get it back together.
You got mad at me? What did I do?
When you were like trying to set up all the rules for the podcast.
I wasn't. I was just trying to hash things out. Look. That is my personality. You can't be mad at me.
You're a hasher-outer?
You know I am. I'm a planner. I'm a list maker. I'm a, you know, write it down and mark it off, and I feel accomplished. And
yeah.
Did you? You really got mad at me.
I thought you were going to make a bunch of rules, like, oh, I can't talk about this, this, and this, and this. And then my name is, like, you know, Shirley Bree from some fake town somewhere.
No, 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 you have to give me a chance to kind of come around to thinking about it, because I'm so private. I talk to you about everything, but I don't talk to anybody.
Well, now you're talking to thousands of people.
Well, not yet.
Probably 2 people, but.
Maybe 4, if we're lucky.
All right, well, that's 25 minutes, so.
Oh, my gosh, that was quick. Okay.
I'll see if I can post it to my West Coast Project website. That would be a good website for it. Then I don't have to start anything new.
Oh, okay. How do you do it? Are you gonna like edit it or?
I don't know. Maybe this one a little bit, but I don't want to edit it too much. You know.
Okay. Well,
This thing makes a audio file. It's actually a movie file without any video. It's a movie file with the audio in it. Put that in GarageBand, and then you can audit. You can edit it. I can put a sound effect music in there, or I can cut it and cut out stuff and whatever. And then GarageBand posts it to a website, and then you ping the website to iTunes, and then iTunes puts it on iTunes. But it's I don't have to if I use the West Coast Project, which I was gonna do like 2 years ago. I started a website called West Coast Project because I wanted to always do a podcast, and I only made one podcast. I interviewed a guy that did a Walking Dead podcast, and just talked to him about it. You've probably listened to that one before, haven't you?
I think I did. Yeah, I think I told you that was the one that I found. Of course, I've seen a lot of your. Heard a lot of several of your Electric Auto Shop podcasts, but yeah, I'm pretty sure I did hear the one where you were talking to the podcast guy because I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. That guy's cool. So anyway, that's all set up. So it's all approved in iTunes and everything. It just only has that one podcast. I don't know. Oh. Hopefully it's still alive. I don't know if iTunes shuts you out if you don't keep it going for a while, but I'll try it. All right. Well, I'll see if I can make this work and, I'll let you know if it goes online.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you called.
All right, Michelle from Tennessee.
All right, Michael from California.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.